This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine, and I'm Danny D, here with the vascular neurologist and medical director of the Comprehensive Stroke Center at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, Dr. Caprio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, sure. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. And in recognition of Stroke Awareness Month, what happens to your brain during a stroke?
Well, our brains are responsible for carrying out all of our neurologic functions on a day-to-day basis. So this includes, you know, anything from controlling our vital functions to our speech, our thinking, our movements. And our brains require constant blood flow to do all of these things. And what happens during a stroke is that the blood flow to a part of the brain becomes disrupted, either by a blockage or opening or rupture of that blood vessel that feeds a specific part of the brain.
And Dr. Caprio, are there any risk factors?
Certainly. Because strokes are caused by blockage or injury to the arteries or blood vessels feeding the brain, the risk factors for stroke are really things that lead to poor blood vessel health, such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, elevated blood sugars or diabetes, and smoking. Those are the more common risk factors we think about. And there are also rarer causes of stroke, such as clotting disorders or injuries to the head or neck.
And what can we do to prevent a stroke?
There are a lot of things we can do to prevent stroke. And what I tell my patients is generally to lead a healthy lifestyle, you know, incorporating daily exercise, healthy diet into your day-to-day, routinely checking in with your doctor to screen for those risk factors like blood pressure, and of course, taking any of the medications that are prescribed to treat and control those risk factors.
Now, if someone does so happen to get a stroke, why is time so critical when treating it?
Absolutely. Time is absolutely of the essence when treating a stroke patient, because our brains are suffering damage with every minute, every second that blood flow is disrupted. And it's estimated that up to 2 million neurons or brain cells die during each minute of suffering a stroke. And we have excellent treatment options that can restore blood flow to the brain and rescue these brain cells and can reverse some of the physical effects from a stroke. So we want to be able to restore that blood flow to the brain as quickly as possible. So when treating a stroke patient, literally every minute counts.
Thank you. And this is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. And in recognition of Stroke Awareness Month, we're here with Dr. Caprio, giving us some really good information today. Now, how can someone recognize the signs of a stroke?
Yeah, a sudden loss of neurologic function could be a sign of a stroke. These are functions like our vision, our balance, speech, movements, and sensation. It doesn't have to be painful or even bothersome, but if somebody noticed that acutely or suddenly that they're not able to see or talk or move or feel, especially if it's on one side of the body, that is a red flag symptom, a neurologic function that should be evaluated and quickly.
Now let's talk about recovery and rehabilitation. Why is it important, and how can someone support a loved one during this time?
Yeah, when a stroke occurs, it does some degree of damage to the brain. And unfortunately, our brain cells are not great at growing back, but the spared parts of our brain unaffected by stroke are able to rewire. This is a process called neuroplasticity. And in the time after a stroke, we know that the different types of therapies like physical, occupational, and speech, and so whether it's physical or cognitive, these therapies help a person's brain as well as their functions improve. So recovery and rehabilitation really in the first few days after a stroke is really critical to help them get better.
Very important. And we've touched on so much today, Dr. Caprio. Is there anything that we need to know that we have not touched on?
Yeah, I think the two takeaways is really that time is of the essence. When you notice an acute change in your neurologic function, that it is potentially a sign of a stroke, and to take those things seriously. But before it gets to that tipping point, I also want people to know that there's a lot we can do to improve and maintain our health to prevent a stroke,
which is very important. I personally learned a lot today. I'm sure we all have. Dr. Caprio, thank you so much for all of the information.
Thank you.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.